Sidebar, page 27, The Parable of the Sower. In Jesus' parable of the sower, recorded in Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8, the seed is the word of God, Luke 8, verse 11. The story describes three reasons why some who hear God's truth fail to bear spiritual fruit. It also reveals the state of mind of those who produce abundant fruit. Following is a paraphrased summary of the four examples given. The seed that fell by the wayside and was eaten by birds illustrates how many people may hear some truth, but Satan the devil is responsible for their losing interest before they really study it, believe it, and act on it. The seed that fell on rocky soil illustrates how some people are initially enthusiastic about God's truth, but they don't put down deep spiritual roots. When they begin to suffer trials or persecutions because of their beliefs, they lack the faith and courage to continue, and so they wither like a thirsty plant in the sun. The seed that fell among weeds and thorns illustrates how our lives can become overcrowded and spiritually starved, just like a plant surrounded by weeds becomes starved for sunlight, water, and nutrients. Those weeds and thorns include the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, materialism, the desires for other things and cares, riches, and pleasures of life. Matthew 13, verse 22, Mark 4, verse 19, and Luke 8, verse 14. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Matthew 13, verse 23. Or, as Luke records, those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience or endurance. Luke 8, verse 15. Which of the above examples will apply to your life? End of sidebar.